It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. John Moe is away today. I'm Jeff Horwich. And guess what we got? A recent study.
According to a recent study.
More presidential primaries on Tuesday, and with them, most likely, a surge in political spam. I'm not talking about emails from the campaigns, plenty of that, too. I'm talking about spammers invading our political conversation using social media. The security company Impermium is charting the rise of spam in the 2012 election cycle. Mark Risher is the CEO.
Many people think of spam as things like Viagra advertisements or replica handbags and fake Rolex watches, but what we're seeing here is something new. We've observed political-themed messages that are either pumping up a candidate or misleading or denigrating a particular candidate.
Here's what he's talking about. Fake accounts on Facebook or news websites that do nothing but post suspiciously similar comments. Everywhere you go, you see the same anti-Romney screed that showed up on 100 blogs overnight.
We see spikes that number in the hundreds or thousands. So this is big enough that it can create a groundswell of support because people say, oh, I just saw that on news site one and two, and now I'm just getting it on my Twitter feed as well.
But is it really people? I mean, who's behind this? What's the technology that's throwing out thousands of messages at once?
Most of what we saw was not coming from an individual person typing into his web browser, but instead use some form of automation, or even at the most sophisticated end, use these botnets, these collections of computers that are all controlled by a single master to launch a broad-based attack in a very short period of time.
What are the consequences you worry about for our political discourse online?
What we worry about is these techniques might be used to coerce or to misinform voters. And one of the benefits and challenges in the social space is that users tend to trust things more when they read them in these contexts. We've all developed a healthy skepticism over the last many years that things in your email inbox may or may not be believable. But when something shows up on a social network, we tend to give it higher credence. What we're worried about with these types of attacks is that people may be misled because they don't have their skeptical defenses up.
Mark Risher is CEO of the security company Impermium. You see Rise of the Planet of the Apes last year? So imagine an alternate path to that same ending. Instead of genetic engineering, suppose we taught them all how to use tablet computers that could open doors and pilot robots. I know, that's what I thought. Take your paws off my iPad.
You damn dirty ape!
But at the Great Ape Trust Sanctuary in Des Moines, they are doing exactly this, giving tablets to bonobos, man's closest relative. Dr. Ken Schweller is in charge of the project. He says it's mostly about communication. He wrote the apes their own Android app, where the pictures they tap out are translated into English. It's called Bonobo Chat.
Many times they want to know if you've brought them something, like Kanzi is always interested in whether you've brought him a surprise, perhaps a ball or something. Pam Benicia may ask you if she could have a car ride.
The bonobos can also use their tablets to work vending machines, open doors, and soon they will be able to pilot a bonobo-looking robot that can move among the humans on the other side of the glass and squirt them with water. The sanctuary is raising money to buy tablets for all the apes. Donate $500 and you get to Skype with a bonobo. That is also a great name for a band. Dr. Schweller and I had a fun chat. You can hear the whole thing at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.